Barrel Craft Spirits is all about transparency. Check out their back label and you will see every state of distillation that goes into the batch. Find out more at barrelbourbon.com. And for this Whiskey Quickie, we are looking at Old Forester Birthday Bourbon 2020. And this year marks the 150th anniversary of Old Forester. So let's hope they brought something delicious for us.
And the past couple of years, last year was really good.
For sure.
I'm hoping they brought their game again. I'm sure they did.
Let's hope. Because we love Jackie. We love Chris. We love everybody from Brown-Forman. And so Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, it is marked by doing this on September 2nd every single year. It is the birthday of George Garvin Brown, which is the person who actually founded Old Forester. Now, this year, it is bottled at 98 proof, which is a little bit different. I think last year was like the highest it ever been at like 100 and something. And it's made up of 95 barrels aged 10 years. That was barreled back on June 5th of 2010. And is coming in this year with an SRP of $130.
Perfect.
All right. Ready to dive into it? No more funny jokes. We'll just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. I don't have any funny
ones. We're cash out
just
of money.
Happy
today.
Birthday, George.
All right. On the nose. Ooh. Almost like a...
It's kind of like a little banana runts note.
You said that. I almost thought like a lemon custard at first. It was really...
Well, or lemon custard. I mean, it could be.
Or it's not like a Bavarian cream, but kind of some kind of custard.
Maybe the, you know, those little Belgian donut things. Mm-hmm. It's like... Have cream in them? I don't know. We're digging, but this yeah, it's a really good nose.
We're really trying to find them out of here. Okay, on the taste, though.
There's some of that citrus kind of lemony that you're talking about. Some creaminess.
I still get some brown sugar, caramel, you know, some of those typical notes that you'd... I mean, standard bourbon notes, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's very light and delicate. It's really easy to drink.
Yeah, I agree too. Like I said, it's for that, I don't know. I'm still trying to pull something out of there that's like super unique. But like I said, for me, it's just still feels like a standard bourbon.
Yep. It's got all the good, maybe a little citrus, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, where are you at?
The nose I love. Thumbs up. It's really good.
And the taste?
I'm going to go sideways. I mean, it's good, but there's nothing like spectacular sticking out to me.
Yeah, it's just hard to pull something out of it.
Yeah.
And on the finish?
Sideways as well. Just, it's overall good, but average for me.
I'm right there with you. So cheers, everybody, and we'll see you next time.